Yeah, a week on Monday is the Jubilee concert outside Buckingham Palace. And about three or four comedians, myself, Miranda Hart, Rob Brydon...
Your face.
I know, I'm genuinely terrified, have foolishly agreed to link big names like Paul McCartney and Elton John by doing comedy.
Yeah.
Why would you do that in front
by
of the
way,
Queen?
Not just on terrestrial television for the UK, this is worldwide.
Worldwide, yeah.
Good luck.
I know. There's not... I go through the list of reasons in my head. There's not one redeemable feature.
So what's your plan? First of all, just go through briefly, if you don't mind, the issues with that.
Well, you see, stand-up comedy's hard at the best of times, and I always think, why make it any harder by, you know, doing it in front of 20,000 people that are there to listen to music and...
See the Queen.
And then, of course, there's the language, and not just the language meaning the bad language, I mean just the tone.
The vernacular.
Know? The vernacular. It's got to be different. It's got to be safer. Is that the right word? So you've got to pitch it differently. It's not usual to do gigs in front of the royal family. I've done it. I did the Royal Variety Show. And there's always that voice in your back of your head saying, don't swear, don't swear. And that makes you want to swear.
Like I'm at not your mum's swear, house.
It is. It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, and you're at the ultimate mum's house, aren't you?
Yeah, exactly. She's the queen of all mums.
What are you going to wear?
I haven't thought of that. Trust me, that's the least of my worries, Chris, what I'm going to wear.
No, seriously, this is what you do.
Tuxedo?
You're on telly, you've got your mid-shot going on. No. It's about what you wear, it's about how warm you are. You've got to have warmth. If you don't have warmth that day, that's it.
But surely it's the opposite. It's going to be really hot, isn't it? I should be wearing... I'm worried enough. You're making me more worried now. I'm worried about what I should be wearing.
No, I don't mean you have to. I don't mean you have to have warmth from a clothing point of view.
Oh, I thought you meant warmth.
No, you'll be fine.
Oh, I see.
Your mood has to be warm.
I have to give off warmth with my clothes.
Your very being has to be warm.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know, I was nervous before I came, but you've really calmed me down.
See, Gary Barlow, he was by royal appointment. He was seconded to write this song, this wonderful song that he's written called Sing. He's nailed it. He's nailed it.
Of course, what he's done is his prep, hasn't he? He's done his prep. What I should do is travel the world and get the whole world to tell a joke with me
to do a link
and then
with
stick it on a video. That's what I should do. What a cop out, Barlow.